You're listening to Kane and Corey.
Does the Friday thing sound weird to someone? Should we stop doing it? Because people don't listen on the day. A lot of people listen, like somebody is, maybe it's Wednesday for someone right now, and we're screaming about Friday.
But maybe it's Wednesday, and they need to hear that Friday energy because they're, like, tired, and they're hitting that wall.
Maybe.
You know,
maybe they should. Maybe they should listen on the right day. Maybe they should not be behind. Maybe that's your fault.
You know what? And now that I think about it, we've treated this, ever since we got fired, we've treated this like a regular morning show. And
yeah.
Decided to do it that way. So, right, you're right. Never mind. You guys have answered my question for me.
There you go. Good.
Thank you. You know Funko Pops?
Yeah.
Those dolls?
Do I? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was scrolling and I saw that you can make your own Funko Pop.
Okay.
So I decided.
Oh, boy.
To make Kane, Corey, and Jay Funko Pops.
Oh, God.
And they came.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So. Let's do the big reveal.
Wait, are you kidding me? You paid for this? My son loves Funko Pops.
My name's on it and everything.
Oh, my God. Look at that thing, dude. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
So we'll start with me.
Look at this thing.
Oh,
look at how ridiculous this thing looks. No way.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's great, dude.
That's great. It looks like
I'm holding a pair of
headphones and beer.
Headphones and beer. Yep. We're allowed two props. You can get your own made. They're $30, dude.
You had ripped jeans.
Ripped jeans, black t-shirt, sunglasses.
How'd you make your figure? You can customize it?
You go on and they give you options. They have a limited.
So it's like making an avatar then, kind of.
Yeah. You could choose the color of the hair, but I'm holding the beer and sunglasses or headphones. You think that's a good replication?
Not bad image. You definitely dyed your hair in the Funko Pop. You dyed your hair.
I gave us each our pets too. I gave me a little buddy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I've got a little black cat.
Make sure you put the cat high so it's in heaven. Okay.
So I'll put that back. Oh yeah, I'll put that back here.
Okay. All right. Wow. I want to see mine, dude. I'm excited.
You're next. I think they nailed Jay the best, so I'm gonna leave him for last.
Jesus.
Oh man, is it just a Mr. Potato Head?
Corey B.
Right. Let me see. Why is
these are for you? I'm not keeping these. I bought these for you.
I can have this? All right, dude.
Yeah.
I've always wanted an action figure myself.
Here's Corey's. Wait, if you pull the cover off, you can hear it already talk.
Okay.
First of all, I'll reveal
Does
your dog.
Does Jay's complain about him and his wife?
You got a dash.
That's cute.
Boy's ears were clipped.
Okay, and now here's Corey.
This better be the coolest thing.
Yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, wow, dude. Look at that quaff, man. What's he holding in one hand?
You got a quaff. You have
money?
Your phone and a stack of money.
That's great.
I'll take it, dude.
That is how you earn your dough. There's your money.
I'll take it.
You're wearing the nice clothes. You got a hoodie on.
Yep.
You got a white hoodie with a black leather jacket.
Yep.
Some black pants and nice shoes. Yeah. I had to give you the nice clothes. Mine's ripped,
Oh boy.
That was the closest thing they had to your hair. You parted over there and you kind of do it. Like,
yeah, that's legit.
That's legit. That's fucking Corey B.
I mean, I'm balding. You can't get a little bit of the balding in there, but that's fine.
No. See? That's good shit right there.
Oh boy, I can't wait to see mine.
Here comes Jay.
That one back here.
Oh god.
Here we go.
Here comes Jay's.
Jay's is. Oh wow.
There we go.
Why is mine in a bigger box? It's
not in a bigger box.
Oh, okay. Look,
it's the same size box.
Okay. First of all,
$30, huh?
Oh. Jay's fell down.
Jay's already got pieces falling off. Jay's head's falling off.
I put that back in there.
This is gonna be great.
All right, so Jay's, here's your dog. I don't even know what its name is.
Oh yeah, it's Blake. Oh yeah, it looks like him.
Yeah, or, I mean, it's the same color.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have mean dogs.
All right, cool.
And then here's here's Jay's Funko.
Oh shit.
Okay, Can you describe what you're looking at, Corey?
It's a sideways potato with arms and legs, dude. How'd you make those arms? What kind of arms is that? You ripped it off a Barbie doll?
I bought a baby Barbie for $7.
Oh, my God,
bucks.
And his eyes and his mouth and his hair taped onto a damn sweet potato. Oh, my God.
Now, to me, that's the most lifelike of them all. Funko Pop really nailed Jay on this one.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, I just sliced the legs off of the doll. It was a baby Barbie. You had to rip them off.
Fucking amazing.
Isn't that cool?
I can't even be mad at that. That's
hey, great. Summer's coming. It's been a long time since producer Jay was part of the show.
Wow.
That's amazing. Oh my God. That's the most accurate one, I think.
So we'll go put that back here. All right, I'll show you the real one. I did spend $30.
Oh, you got a real? Oh, you got a real? Yeah, I thought that was the real one.
No, that's Jay right there. This one, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Is there one?
There's Jay.
Does it have him screaming at his wife?
It's got a little bit of a receding hairline.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, got that.
He's
right.
Holding a microphone because he's a DJ, and I gave him a laptop because that's how he plays the movies.
That's him showing up with the laptop to my house asking for a new one because this is broken.
By the way,
you got a new one?
I need.
And he's only wearing a sweatsuit because that's how he dresses like a slob on the show. So that's all you got. I think that's. But you know, seriously, I like the potato better.
That's amazing.
The potato one looks great. And the arms and the legs, that just looks hilarious.
I had a skirt glued onto him, but it fell off this morning.
Nah, it's so okay. It's better without a skirt.
And my legs are skinny like that, too. That's perfect.
Sure you like that. Huh?
Jay gets two Funkos. Just
stick this Jenny says, where's the ham?
Yeah, no, we don't need that.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, wow, the hair comes off of these things.
Okay. That's funny.
The ham comes off the Funkos?
Yeah.
Are they like interchangeable?
Really? Yeah. Well, okay. Here, this will be funny. Jay now.
Oh, I want to see Jay with hair.
Jay later.
Next year.
Jay in like 6 months.
Wow. Bald Jay.
So take the laptop away and the cell phone.
Yeah, you can take all that shit away.
Oh, that's funny.
And then turn the lights off.
I'll put them back in the boxes before I give them to you guys.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you. That's funny. It's fun.
I don't know. Maybe at night when you're sleeping, they come alive like Toy Story and they mess around. You never know.
Which one? You think you or me are going to get
if they cobble my shoes, I'll be happy with that. Okay. That's craziness.
That's amazing.
For the day. Forbidden Balls wants to know if they had any snakes, only dogs or cats. I think they only had dogs and cats, to be honest with you. You
just people,
go to the website.
Don't own snakes.
Go to the website. Seriously. They're $30. Oh, plus an extra $4 for the pet. Hmm. Couldn't believe how cheap they were. Hmm. A lot of fun. I found something that offends me.
Uh-oh.
You know,
you're not offended by a lot of things?
No. I'm famous for saying, nothing offends me. Nothing offends me. Somebody sent, DM me something, a video. Like, LOL. And I'm like, oh my God. No LOL.
Is it about someone being sick or injured or hurt?
No LOL. I don't even want to play it.
Well,
that's how offensive this is. Like, it's not anything that's going to get us in trouble. It's just, oh, how could you think this is funny? And of course, I went right to, I always say that nothing offends me, so let's make fun of me. Because I found something that offends me. It's not Jesus related.
Okay. It's got to be sickness then. It's got to be like a sickness. Or like a monkey or an animal getting hurt.
Or like something being abused. Something like alcohol abuse or something.
Those are all fantastic guesses.
Or someone getting peed on.
Corey's been the closest so far.
Oh, disease. Sickness. Kid falling, hurting himself, dying.
No, that's funny.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my. Oh, wait. My friend and I saw a sign that says items with disabled. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll read it. My friend, they're in a store. There's two guys in a store. My friend and I, they're superimposed in the store. My friend and I saw a sign that said items for people with disabilities are free. Also us in a second. I mean,
someone's comment says that's not funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why I'm chuckling now, but that's just that's
my
just,
thing is what store funny. What store is like if you got a disability you eat free like.
Does it, that looks like a Whole Foods store.
No,
that's not real. That, no, super, someone's superimposing yeah. that. That's not real.
But I mean, my brother used to act like that sometimes.
That's why I defended you then, right?
Well, your brother asked to act like that because he was disabled.
He was?
Yeah, that guy 100% was pretending disabled. To be disabled to get free food. And he wasn't even doing it to get free food. He was doing it to make a joke about getting free food.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, try harder. That's... What are some of the comments? Fruit. That's not funny. Why are you guys making fun of people with disabilities? Not funny, just weird.
Yeah, it is. It was weird. It's just like, that's like a...
You should be ashamed. I'm just looking for someone who says that's hilarious.
Nobody. No one's going to say that's hilarious. No one's going to hop on that train. The only person that's going to say that's hilarious is someone that wants to just get clicks.
Someone said... They tagged their friend and said, "This is us, I swear to God."
Oh my God. Way yeah. to call out your way to call out yourself and your friend.
So was I right to be offended by that, or is that yeah. a nothing?
No, it's very offensive. You also had a brother that was mentally handicapped.
You can say retarded, that I don't care.
I know. I forget.
Yeah. This is fucking crazy, this story. Okay, first of all, you would think that if you're being investigated by Major League Baseball and you've lied a couple times throughout this investigation, Shohei Ohtani, that you might not want to lie. You might want to mind your P's and Q's and maybe not lie in the future about anything.
What do you do now?
Who stole the Doritos out of the vending machine? Not me.
Not me.
Shohei, and it was
not,
him.
Not me.
So... By the way, if you don't know about that story, it's like some gambling thing where he had to fire his translator. He had stolen like $4 million from Shohei.
Yeah.
And Shohei's like, well, no, I was just covering his gambling debts. That was the first thing he said. And then he said he didn't know about it, that the guy stole it. People are now saying that Shohei's probably the guy who's covering $4 million in gambling debts for someone. You're probably the guy who gambled.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what you
I would imagine so.
I came to that conclusion myself. I think that he was the one gambling.
So I didn't, at first I'm like, okay, seems like a normal guy. It seems like it's usually the managers and the people that are taking money from the higher ups. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's usually, they're usually stealing from the artists or the players or the athletes. They're usually getting robbed. So at first I thought, okay, yeah, Shohei's getting robbed. But not
so
anymore.
So what you think now? Okay. Well, anymore. He finally hit his first home run for the Dodgers, right? Dodger Stadium.
Killed it. It's like 440 feet or something like that.
Yeah. The girl who caught it goes by Sugar Tits online.
Now, again, sugar not someone is very trustworthy, I would imagine, you know? I mean...
She goes by Sugar Tits. Now, she caught the home run ball. People immediately said, the one guy who knows what he's talking about, he estimated that it's at least a $100,000 baseball.
Mm. Jeez.
Right? So she catches it. Immediately... Dodger security was upon her. She was with her husband, separated her from her husband, cornered her, basically forced her to give the ball away.
First That's not how like, it works. You're supposed to be able to keep the ball.
Well, and yes, in every stadium, they have an authenticator there.
Authenticator, yeah.
Yeah, where you can go if you catch a ball, you go get authenticated because otherwise you can't prove that it's the ball you say it is and it's not true, worth anything. Yeah. So... They corner her. They go, hey, we'll give you two caps signed by Ohtani. Just give us the ball. And she's like, first of all, she's nervous. She said, well, this is all like happening fast.
Right? Hell yeah. You're bum rushing her. She just caught a ball. She's excited. Now she's not scared.
They corner her. They threaten her by saying, if you decide to keep the ball, we're not going to authenticate it. So it's going to be worth nothing.
See, that's why I don't trust people in higher positions. They do like more so reason not to trust people in these positions because they're going to now they're going to rob you of what you got and say it's not real even though it is real. And these are people in higher positions. Like, that's crazy.
I don't know why was it so important to the Dodgers though? It's not his first home run ever. It's his first with the Dodgers.
He probably wanted it because he probably wants to sell it.
For gambling debts.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm thinking.
So with all these threats, she felt like she had no choice, this Sugar Tits. So she gave him the ball. They ended up bumping up the offer. They gave her two signed hats, a signed bat, and a signed ball.
That's not cool, man.
No. And they were like, well, you can meet him, too, after the game. And after the game, Shohei with his translator there, of course, translating for him, said that, yes, I met her after the game. Sugar Tits comes back. She goes, that never happened.
Wow. Whoa. So this guy's now lying about meeting somebody. They're lying because they said he's going to meet her. Wow.
Lying about something so stupid. Like, well, don't lie. You're being investigated for possibly lying.
If I'm Shohei Ohtani and I just signed the biggest baseball contract pretty much ever, I'm going to pay the lady for the ball. I'm going to get don't most players do that. There's players that have bought back their balls before.
100%.
So you won all you didn't win. You don't earn it either. But you got all that money in your contract and you're like, I don't know. I don't trust after this. I don't trust them. I don't trust the Dodgers organization. I don't trust any of them.
We're not going to authenticate the ball. Like, you can. You have to. Yeah. It's like it's the mafia, right? Mm-hmm. We'll break your legs if you don't give us the ball.
Maybe the Dodgers organization needs to sell it so they can make some money to pay Ohtani back. You know what I mean? Who knows?
Right? And I mean, this leads me to believe more so that he was the one doing the gambling because, I mean, if isn't the money more important to you? Like, oh, I need that $100,000 to gamble with, you know? Yeah. I got a disease. I can't pay her.
Yeah, I got a bet. Well,
they should have done more. He shouldn't have lied. She shouldn't have given the ball away. People were questioning her, but you're not in her shoes. You don't know.
Do we trust the translator? Maybe the translator lied.
Maybe something was lost. That's probably what
lost
they'll say.
Lost in translation.
Yes, I guarantee
it. Wasn't that a movie? What movie was that? That was...
Yeah, but the organization says something like that. Yeah. Well, the translator mistranslated what he said. He said he wished he could have met her.
So basically, all the blame is going to be put. All the blame is supposed to be on Shohei. It's just going on everyone else. They're just blaming everyone else.
What would you have done in that situation, you think?
I would have paid the girl.
You're the one who got the ball.
You're not getting it from me.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm going to go live on my phone and tell everyone I just caught this ball at Dodger Stadium. You could watch back the video. That's me catching it. This is the ball. They're saying they're not going to authenticate it. I'm going to record them while they're doing this. I'm going to put them on blast because they need to be held accountable. Like that's
your generation. I wouldn't have, even sitting here now, hadn't all this time to think about it, wouldn't have thought to go live. That's what you guys always, your first instinct with anything
because
happens
is too many
to go
people
live.
Are trying to get over on you.
No, you're
and the
right.
only way to protect yourself from being cheated and scammed is to show them.
Yeah.
Is to blast them and fucking put them out there.
And I don't know what she can do about it at this point. It's over with.
Yeah, there's nothing she can't sue. She gave the ball over.
Right, she gave it away. Sure, they strong-armed her into it, but, I mean, that's not against the law.
And what's the Dodgers organization do? They're going to take the security guard. They're going to fire him and make it all better. He shouldn't have done it. Even though we told him to do it, he shouldn't have.
Now, the billions that the Dodgers have, you think they'd make it right? PR move. Good PR move. Give her her fucking money.
Yeah, give her some money, right?
They won't do that, though.
They can't because they already gave too much to Shohei.
He was like $700 million or something like that, right?
So crazy, dude, the amount of money he made.
And yet they still pour money into all these other guys, too. And they never win a World Series. I think they've won like 9 or 10 divisions in a row. They're always picked to win the World Series, and they always choke.
They never come
except for COVID. The 2020 season, good, nobody counts. They won the World Series that year, but nobody's like, you played 60 games.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Cat. But yeah, I mean, we put a value on dumb crap like home run baseballs. It's societal, but people are always going to pay for things that they want. Like, that's cool. It's a cool artifact. I mean, artifacts have been around forever. I mean, Hitler stole all the artifacts because he knew that they were valuable and they meant something to a lot of people.
History.
So, I mean, it's something to have. It's something I think it's cool to have. If I caught that ball, I'd want it.
Yeah. One of my most prized possessions is this.
Okay.
Is this. Now, this is a baseball from the 1980s. Minnesota Twins signatures, including... And he got his own spot. Where is he?
David Where's Justice.
Kirby Puckett, right there on top. Now, look, I never had this authenticated or anything.
Oh, yeah.
I know all these signatures are real because I stood in the parking lot and waited for the players to come to work before the game. And so I got Kirby Puckett and Mickey Hatcher and Kent Herbeck. Frank Viola's on here.
Wow.
I don't know if this is Ron Mo Vaughn? Davis. Remember
Was Mo Vaughn there yet? When did Mo Vaughn come on?
Tim Laudner, Greg Gagne, Tim Tuffle, former Met.
When was Mo Vaughn there?
Mo Vaughn was never a Twin.
Who did Mo Vaughn play for?
Brewers?
Oh, David Justice played for the Twins, right? No, the in, no. The, I'm thinking about
Justice
Indians.
Was Brent,
Indians.
Yeah, David Justice
played
for the
played for Indians too. I'm thinking about Indians. Yeah, never mind.
But I wonder if this is worth anything. Because this is like original shit, man.
You could probably have one of the like an expert confirm that those are real signatures, and you'd be able to get some money for that, for sure.
I mean, it's a real it's a home run ball that I caught. You can see the dirt on it still.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what you could do is you could sell that for an RV.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be worth anything. You know, Kirby Puckett's signature is worth some money, but do all the other players on it ruin it? You know, I don't know.
No,
and I'm not going to get enough money for an RV.
You get a down payment.
$300.
Twins fans are crazy because Twins fans will pay for a lot of different things, man. Yeah. They'll pay for that.
Well, yeah, that would have to sell it to a Twins fan.
There's rich Twins fans.
Who remembers all of those players.
Oh, Christine well, you better Anderson do it quick said before they all die.
Christine Anderson said you should get it appraised.
I should. What'd you say? You're laughing at me. You said something funny.
I said, you need to do it quick before they all die.
There's some twins.
Kirby Puckett's already dead.
No, I'm saying, you said I need to send it to a Twins fans who knows who all these guys are. And I said, yeah, you better do it quick before they all die.
Are you saying all Twins fans are old? Is that the joke?
No, the team was, never mind. The team is an older team. I was joking about that.
Yeah, Kirby Puckett died in like 2004 or 5, something like that.
Shit. I didn't know that. Yeah.
You mean Kirby Puckett kicked the bucket, dude? That's a kid's nursery for Minnesota fans.
Kirby Puckett kicked the bucket. Let's make something else up.
How'd he die?
You got to keep going with that. How'd he die? Stroke, maybe? Let's just call it a stroke. See what you can come up with.
Kirby Puckett kicked the bucket. He had a stroke. He hit the ball so far, they called it a poke. He ran around the bases. He ran around the track. But when the stroke hit, he never made it back.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He had glaucoma, too. What rhymes with glaucoma?
Oh, man.
Nothing. It's like orange.
My name is Kane. I have a lipoma. That's my friend Kirby. He's got glaucoma.
Oh, God. Forbidden Ball says, sell it, Kane. I'll get you. What do you say? Let's see. Sell it, Kane. I'll get you my truck and fifth wheel as a package. I may get a motorhome.
Oh, Michael Luce just got out of the hospital. He said he had a stroke, a mini stroke.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He texted the other day. How you feeling, Michael?
Welcome back, dude. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, brother.
Glad to see you.
His left leg went numb and then his right leg went numb. Jesus.
Well, that actually was pretty impressive, Corey.
Thank you so much.
On the fly.
But now I feel like we made a run of strokes. Michael Luce had a real stroke.
I know. Well, you didn't know that.
I did not know that at the time.
Going in. He's laughing about it. He's a member of the mafia. We don't get offended. Except for when they go,
That was bad. Yeah.
That was bad. Do you track your relatives? Listen, do you know this 360 thing?
Yeah, it's sick. Sick people do that.
My cousin Kirsten. My nuzzin, whatever, niece, cousin. She has got her whole family on this 360, and she was like, hey, Dougie, do you want to be part of this? I'm like, no, I don't want to be tracked. Who wants to be tracked? I remember she was talking about, I saw something like this online. It was like a Reddit thread or something. People were talking about being tracked and reminded me of Kirsten wanting me to be a part of it because I'm a part of the family. I'm like, no.
She wanted you to be tracked too. You wanted in the tracker app.
Why don't you? We'll know where each other is. I'm like, no, I don't want the government doing it. I don't want no one knowing. How could you? And I told Rick, I was like, her husband. I was like, how are you okay with that?
Well, I mean, he goes two places: to the ranch, the barn.
Well, because he's being tracked. I mean, I'm sure there'd be titty barn there somewhere if he.
Well, wasn't that's when being he tracked, leaves the phone at the ranch, and just goes, and then comes back.
But her daughter Reese went to Mexico for spring break while I was down there. And Kirsten was like, oh, well, she's in Phoenix, layover. Oh, well, she made it there. Oh, well, she's here. She's checking her phone every 10 minutes. And I'm like, what are you doing? She says, well, it's just nice. It's comforting to know where she is. Comforting? I said, you check that phone every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I said, you've got less peace of mind now than you would if she was just out there doing her thing, and
there's a whole Black Mirror episode about this, about a mom that's tracking her. Yeah, At first, it started when she was a kid. I think if it's a young child, Lex has a watch that he wears, and that's how we know he can call us from that watch and stuff. As a young child, I think this is okay. But the girl's 20 years old. I think that's a little bit different. I mean, it's okay they have the tracking app, but to be on it every 10 minutes looking at it, it's a little crazy. Now, if you find out she goes missing, of course I'm going to look at the tracking app then, because that's the only time that matters is when they're missing. Like, that's the only, you know what I mean?
It's just so invasive. It's such an invasion of privacy. You don't got to know where your kids are all the time. If they're 16, 17, 18, let them go. I wouldn't want to live that way if I was a kid, knowing that my parents are probably, especially Kirsten, staring at her phone. Where am I?
You know what, too, though? Like, people, there are some certain circumstances where people should have it. Like, people that travel out in the wilderness, that go camping and this and that. I'd want someone to track me because who knows? I've heard actual stories of people that went snowboarding and snowmobiling that had this, and they got covered with snow. Like, they were stuck in snow, and the reason why they were found and survived and they were saved is because they were being tracked. Mm. So, I don't know. There's some circumstances where I do think this is a good thing. But again, like, obsessing over it's a different story.
Right.
I think it's okay to have a tracker on.
You're not calm. You're on your phone every 10 fucking minutes looking.
Yeah.
Makes it worse for you. Yeah. I know you make good points, Corey. Oh, safe, this, that, the other.
But in some instances, you didn't need to
track. Kids, we would disappear on our bikes with our friends and be gone for hours, having ridden miles and gone God knows where and explored God knows what and came back. Meanwhile, our parents just figured we were riding our bikes around the block.
One time my sister was like 8 and she went missing. We couldn't find her. We didn't know where she was. She ended up being in some old lady's house. One of the neighbor's houses behind our house, in her house. My mom was furious. She goes, Well, she came back here. I don't kid on bring her in your house. That's weird.
Kirsten says, oh, it's for safety reasons, Doug. She was in Cabo. I needed proof of life. Well, do you still follow her? Or was that just for Cabo? Right. No, you still follow her. Right. You can't use the Cabo as an excuse. That's just where she happened to be.
Also, you can't tell she's alive. Someone could have stole her phone and she's still be moving around.
That's true.
It doesn't tell you her vitals. It doesn't tell you if she's alive. Could have thrown
it in the ocean. Kirsten's like, wow, why is she swimming so far out?
Yeah. I think Gold Coast says it right, though. It's a different world now.
There were freaks back then too. There were murderers and people eaters back then too. I mean, you know, we just didn't hear about it as much.
That's true too.
They had purple people eaters.
The Vikings. So we have, I'm short for time. I got so much I want to get in here.
Just do the news when I leave. After I leave, do the news. You can do that without me.
I guess.
We got so much to say for Monday too. So much good stuff that's not time sensitive.
So we'll do this because this is fucking hilarious. There's a dating calculator out there.
Oh, boy.
It determines if your match is out there or if you're just delusional.
Oh,
right?
God. So I'm guessing for you it said delusional.
You put in all your preferences. You put in all your preferences in this calculator, right? And then it tells you the percentage of people who match all of your requirements. How many of those women or men are out there?
You know what I would love for you to do? I'd love for you to take this test, Kane, looking for a woman as opposed to looking for a man. Because I guarantee you, if you just clicked one different box, it's like, I'm looking for a man that loves to play catch, loves to do this. You're going to find like 70% of dudes. But if you do that for women, you're probably going to find nobody.
Why would I do it for dudes?
Just because I want to see.
All right, so we'll do it for fun. Okay.
I want to see if your standards are like.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the test real quick. It doesn't take that long. All right. I'm looking for women. Okay. Want kids? I'll click no.
Okay.
Age range? I'm going to put
18 to 59.
No, I'm putting. Let's just go 30 to 45.
Okay, that's a good age range. That's good.
Right.
Yeah.
Or should I go 48?
This is your test, dude.
30 to 48, okay? Height, I'm going to do anywhere between 5'7" and 6 foot. That's pretty narrow, but I can't have... Yeah. Every girlfriend I've ever had have been right in that wheelhouse.
Okay. Yeah, you really... mine would be N-A. N-A.
Doesn't matter? So, like, doesn't they'll find a midget for you? You're okay with that?
That's fine.
You want someone who towers over you? No. I don't want someone taller than me. Can't do it. Minimum income. What should I put for minimum income?
35,000.
How much?
Do you say 100? I would say 35,000. Because a lot of people, a lot of women, like, you know, work. 35,000.
No, my bitch got work.
Oh my God. No.
All right, I'll put 120. 120,000. Ethnicity. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna put white. I prefer white girls.
It's okay.
I could put any, but you know. And I've dated a black girl before, but I'm just gonna put just for fun.
Did
I'm
you?
Put white. Yeah.
You told us about that before, yeah.
No,
oh right, you did. You're right.
Hair color, I can choose any, but you know what? First time through, I'm gonna put my preferences. I'm gonna put blonde.
Okay.
Okay. Most of the girls have been blonde. Eye color, that I really don't care, so that's any. Education, high school. Okay, she got to at least graduate high school. Religion? Oh, no, not any. I got to put Christian.
Okay.
Okay. Smokes? No. Drinks? Yes. Exclude married? Yes. Exclude obese? Hell yes. Now, that's it. That's the only questions. Okay. Now, let's find out. How many girls? What are the chances of me? Wow.
Wow. 0.0072%. Now, wow. I want you to do me a favor. Go to the top and toggle men. Let's see what that says.
Wow.
1,212 of the 168,310,216 American women meet my standards.
You got no chance, bro.
Isn't that crazy? All right. Men, now let's find out.
Higher
slightly,
percentage.
Slightly more.
It's double, dude.
Yeah, it's double. Almost a little more than double.
That just goes to show you that men don't care more as much. There's like,
all right, let me tweak it. 30 to 50.
I think
height
the income
stays the same. Income. I'll make 50,000.
Yeah, income's too high.
I'll put. I can't. If you put any for ethnicity, then it's gonna. I mean, obviously, there's a ton of matches.
Everybody. Yeah.
But I'll put any. I'll put hair color any. Everything else stays the same. Let's find out. Da, 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 da.
Oh, way higher. Wow.
Now it's 0.084.
Still not that big of a chance, though.
No. There's 141,000 women in America that I could possibly match with.
Really?
And what I just put, how I changed it, to me, that's a wide net.
That's a very wide net. I would imagine so, yeah.
Stephanie wants to point out in the chat that that's all her, in case you want to make a phone call. Oh, minus the money and the height. But hair color. But that everything's
hurt. Well, I put Annie. Annie's the honest part of. I don't really care about the hair color. I don't. Christy says, lower your standards.
No, it's okay to have standards. It's all right. It's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be difficult.
Right. I don't want that gargoyle.
Yeah. Oh, the one from Spirit Airlines?
Oh, my God. What a psycho video? That one is. Her eyes were this fucking big. They're like dinner plates.
Freedom. She's yelling freedom. I was like, dude, get off the plane, lady.
And then she mentions, what's his name? Mentions George Floyd.
George Floyd? Like, you have nothing. This has nothing to do with you. This is not even the same thing.
So that, you know what? I'll put that dating calculator up on our Instagram later because that's just too fun. It's worth doing. Hey, let's do a little ook.
What the f*** did you just say?
Sometimes we say stuff that can mean a lot of things. Depending on how those words are used. And there's nothing you can do. It's Kane and Corey's out of context.
Actually, yes, Carrie, that's who I was referring to. The fat blob from whatever.
What's from whatever?
I think it was a dude, actually. The podcast, whatever. The really fat gargoyle chick. Oh. I forget what they call. They gave him a name. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. All right, let's go.
Here we go. 10 pieces, number 10.
They look disgusting. What am I supposed to do with them? Do I have to shave them down?
My balls? Yes.
Yeah. You were.
You sure do, Doug.
You were like down there, and then you looked up, like you came for air and looked at Corey, like up on the bed, like, what am I supposed to do? You know,
for
like this.
Air? They look disgusting. What am I supposed to do with them? Do I have to shave them down?
Yeah. Like,
well, that's a you thing. That's a your preference.
It's like I was down there and came up and I was scolding you. They look disgusting. Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
Shave them?
Okay.
They were, it's when you started going to, you bought some, I don't know if it was
Turmeric.
What's it called? Turmeric or something turmeric like root. That. And they have like hairy, and you're like, they look disgusting. Should I shave them down?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The root. All right, here we go. Number nine.
Did you ask for permission to eat it?
Or did you just go down
just
there?
Just kind of dove right in.
Finger licking good. What was that from?
That was from when you, the D-bag in the beginning of the week, you ate the Easter candy.
Oh, you ate the candy. Kid's candy.
Yeah.
You ate that kid's candy. I asked you for permission. I asked permission to eat it.
Did you ask for permission to eat it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just
obviously,
right in.
It sounds like you were a vagina.
All right, you were scolding me, Corey, or whoever was down on your gig. Did you ask for permission to eat it?
Did I say you could do that?
Crystal says, always got to ask.
Always.
Well, Kayla says, just do it. Permission is always granted.
Here we go. Number eight.
Those can discharge unexpectedly.
Ew. Ew.
It sounded like I was remembering something. Right? Like, they can discharge unexpectedly.
Or like you were giving, like Corey.
You stay away from those vaginas. They can discharge unexpectedly.
Or I was thinking more on the other side. Like Corey was asking King.
Of course you were.
Corey was asking King some pointers on his first gay sexual experience.
Why would that be gay? Vagina's discharge.
No, I know. I'm saying you were asking, like, so what should I know about the penis? And one of the things he said was,
those can discharge unexpectedly.
Oh, yeah. See, everyone else thought it was vaginas. Everyone in the chat thought that was our first vagina.
Yeah,
one.
Discharge is usually associated with a vagina.
He went with a wiener. That's just common sense. You know, that's for Jay's wiener.
No guy says, oh my God, she was so great. I discharged all over her chest. Nobody says that.
I think you should bring that back.
I discharged
I don't think it was
back.
Ever a thing.
That was about the bow and arrows. The bows were...
They were discharged.
Crossbows. Yeah, the crossbows. They were recalled. All right, here we go.
What's next?
Number seven.
It was like not even the fun size. It was the half of the fun size. It was the teeny tiny one.
It wasn't yours.
Wow. Corey was upset with me.
You took it. That was my fun size.
I didn't really come up with a scenario for that one, but that just sounds...
Yeah,
you know,
I really need one. That was just me. That was, again, me stealing, defending my stealing of candy. The candy. Yeah.
You smell Snickers you took.
All right, here we go, number six.
But, you know, it opens a crack, and it just slides out the corner of your mouth.
Oh, my God. It sounds like you do like this.
I know that was the drooling on the pillow.
The drooling on the pillow. We spoke about that yesterday. Yeah. So.
Did you have a scenario for that
no,
one?
No, I didn't.
It sounds just like an S and a D, like you eating corn on the cob.
Yes,
you know, corn in your mouth.
Or like, why is it all over your, like, God, Kane, you can't swallow it? Why is it all over your chin? Well, you know, my mouth, that's what I was thinking.
Wow.
All right, here we go. Number five.
Staten Island Chris coming in hard.
All right, man, that's gross, dude.
Staten Island Chris.
How dare you try to make it sound like Kane's and getting railed by Staten Island Chris?
Yeah, but
that's the first mafia inclusion in Duke. Yeah,
yeah, but listen to the tone of his voice, though, because he like listen.
Staten Island Chris coming in hard.
Coming in hard.
He had said something that.
Yeah,
I said
I forget what he said.
Yeah,
right.
I forgot what he said, but he had made a comment. That's what that was about.
Yeah, that's exactly. All right, here we go, number four.
Listen, I seen the videos. That motherfucker can still bang.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
He can, man. 80 years old, he's still going at it. I'm talking about Mac Tyson, man. Don't get me twisted.
Yeah, we were talking about
Ron
Tyson
Jeremy.
Fight.
I've still seen videos. That guy can still bang.
Yeah.
God.
Right, here we go, number three.
And I was at that point where it's like, do I pull it out and apologize, or do I just shove it in my mouth and... What? And I was at that point where it's like, do I pull it out and apologize, or do I just shove it in my mouth?
Oh my God.
He's pulling his cock out. It was like you walked up on a...
And I was at that point where it's like, do I pull it out and apologize, or do I just shove it in my mouth? And...
It was like you were like, all right, this guy's sleeping. Let me do it now. Yeah. And then right mid action, he wakes up and you were explaining us.
And I was at that point where it's like, do I pull it out and apologize, or do I just shove it in my mouth?
So you tried to suck his dick while he was sleeping and he woke up.
Do I just, do I stop, or do I just keep going? Do I just put it back in my mouth? Oh my God.
That was about the again, the candy. I guess when you were eating it, you said the kid walked in on you and caught you eating it.
Yeah.
So you were
I was like, right.
All right, here we go. Number two.
Dude, it could have landed in your mouth.
Could have went in my butthole.
We were too quick to crown a winner. That's pretty good.
Yeah, dude. The last two are really coming in hot, man. Listen, wow.
It could have landed in your mouth.
Could have went in my butthole.
What was this about?
Do you remember, Kane?
No.
We were talking about the bugs again, and I guess you had a cockroach.
Oh, spiders. Cockroach, any bugs going into people's crevices. Yeah, could have come down my mouth, or could have crawled in my butthole. Yeah.
Roaches like to be in a warm, moist place.
Moist. Yeah, butthole.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Here we go. Last one. I don't know how it's going to be hard to beat those two, but here we go. Number one.
My underpants and jeans are soaked in blood. It's like my butt was murdered.
I don't know.
Yo, what the fuck what happened this week? You should have sprinkled those out throughout the whole thing, man. You put them all three. You know how hard it is to just choose now?
I always put the best ones at the
oh
top.
Oh, my God. I don't know. The second one, number two, that one's good.
That was me talking about when my hemorrhoid exploded.
During an interview, right?
During the Weird Al interview, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to play the top three because I feel like those are the best. You guys choose.
They definitely are the best, yeah.
Here we go, number three.
And I was at that point where it's like, do I pull it out and apologize, or do I just shove it in my mouth and...
Okay.
Number two.
Dude, it could have landed in your mouth.
Could have went in my butthole.
And number one.
My underpants and jeans are soaked in blood. It's like my butt was murdered. Yeah, no, let's take that one out. I don't really think that's
number
better
two.
Than the other two.
I think number two is good.
I think number two is because I like the way he said butthole.
Mafia is saying three. This is three.
And I was at that point where it's like, do I pull it out and apologize, or do I just shove it in my mouth? And
yeah, I mean, that's good. That's a good one. Yeah, then use that one.
You tell me. You can put both in if you want. Two and three.
I see more people saying number three.
Yeah.
Than number two.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
We'll do that.
You guys are the...
All right, gang. I'm off to the chiropractor. Do the news without me. I'll see you guys Monday.
All right, goodbye.
All right, later, brother.
See ya, Mafia. Next week, we're going to give out tickets.
And now, from a location unknown for his safety, it's Kane with the Not Quite News.
We've all been here before. We've all gotten a bad haircut, so I kind of feel for this guy. Guy from Muncie, Indiana, was so upset with his haircut, he robbed and threatened to shoot up the place.
I mean, hair is life, man.
Well, yeah. Okay, so we've all been here. He's getting his haircut. He's noticing it's not going right. It's like, oh, God, what's he doing? You've been there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But most of the time... You don't stick up for yourself. You just sit there and you go, let him finish.
Right?
This guy said something, stood up, and the guy goes, no, I know, I see what you do. I'll fix it. So he sits back down. Guy says, I'll fix your fade. Well, while finishing up the haircut, the barber said he got upset again and ripped the cape off, stood up because he was pissed off that he fucked it up. Robbed him of $20 and threatened to shoot the place up. I don't know. I've definitely been so upset that I've re-wet my hair and blow dried it and styled it myself while sitting in the chair. And the stylist always says, I'm not offended, but how can you not be? I'm basically telling you to your face that you're like a shitty hair cutter.
Yeah, but what if you love your hair long. Let's say you go to your place and they accidentally cut off up to here. You're not going to...
Well, that's not... How are they accidentally chopping 6 inches off?
I don't know. I'm just saying, maybe... I don't know. Something happens.
Here's what I do. I've noticed... I've seen her grab... You know, they pull it between their fingers.
Yeah.
And she stopped too high up. And I pulled my head forward. I leaned forward as to pull some more hair through her fingers. And she goes, is something wrong? I'm like, yeah, you were cutting off like 3 inches there. Your fingers, they were too high. So I adjusted on the fly, and then she listened to me. But I've done that before. You have to be your own best advocate.
Your advocate, right.
A Boeing jet had another problem.
Oh, God.
Got flooded. It's like poopy water and stuff. They had to turn around, flight from Hawaii to Anchorage. The entire floorboards of the plane were completely wet.
Ugh.
Water came out of the front door of the lavatory.
Oof.
ChatGPT working on a new AI voice generator that's even better. Can impersonate you with just a 15-second sample. I listened to some samples this morning. I was going to do it, but there's no way. Don't ever do that. Don't get, because then they can use your voice for anything they want to. You have to read the fine print. But it's you can't tell the difference.
Remember that we spoke about that a couple months ago, that radio personality who was excited that they used her voice, not realizing they were going to take her. Like, that's what they're going to do. They're going to take everybody's job.
AI Ashley. Stupid.
Stupid.
Study in the UK found CBD products may not relieve pain at all. They think it's just a placebo effect.
Huh. I don't know. Have you ever taken any, like, gummies or anything?
Somebody put me onto them once, and I didn't feel any different, so I stopped doing them.
Mm.
Couples who drink together live longer. We're up in the weekend now. Get on the same drinking schedule as your boyfriend or girlfriend. Because like if one of you drinks a lot, you're not going to last. If both of you drink a lot or a little, you're going to last.
Yeah.
You got to drink the same.
You ever see those old couples at the bar? They're like 92.
And every time I see those, I think life goals, relationship goals. They're not saying a word to each other. They're just sitting there, milking their beer, looking around at the beach, just in the moment. They don't have to talk. That's a perfect relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds right.
Fucking A third of Uber drivers have been in a crash. That makes you feel good.
Oh, my God.
For some reasons, long hours, so they're tired. They use their phone. The passengers are drunken idiots. Not being familiar with the area. I'm sorry. I've been to a lot of places where I didn't know where I was, and I got out of there just fine.
Yeah. Huh.
Toast is healthier than bread.
Why is that?
Let's see.
Maybe when you heat it up, it changes the carbohydrate.
White bread isn't healthy in general because it's high in the on the glycemic index. Breaks down your body fast, makes your blood sugar spike. But toasting bread lowers the glycemic index by causing more retarded starch to form. Retrograded. Oh, I'm sorry.
Retarded starch.
I know it's my fault.
Yeah, it releases the sugars, Kat says.
Princess Cruises wants to hire someone to gamble on their new casino, the new boat casino. They want to test it out. They want to break it in.
Wow.
How you got to test out a casino? Hey, this dealer's broken. It keeps giving itself blackjack. That sounds so weird, but they're going to give you, it's on the Sun Princess, a billion-dollar ship, going to give you $500, a week free on the cruise, just to gamble and test everything out.
Wow. Would you do it?
Sure, but you got to ask yourself questions. Top five questions to ask yourself before taking a job as a paid cruise guest.
Presenting Kane and Corey's Top 5.
Number 5.
Can you keep a straight face whenever somebody says poop deck? That's important. Because I can't. I see I'm out right now.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Do you enjoy losing weight through vomiting, diarrhea, or a combination of both?
Ah, that's my worst.
If the answer is yes, then the cruise is for you.
Number 3.
Am I grossed out by overweight couples engaged in foreplay on a lounge chair? If that's fine with you, then a cruise ship job is for you.
Number 2.
Do you consider ventriloquists as entertainment? I said that weird. Ventriloquists. There we go.
Ventriloquists.
Yeah.
Number 1.
We got a bonus one first.
Oh, sorry.
Do you like crab legs for dinner and lunch and breakfast?
And a snack.
And finally...
Number 1.
Do you like whale watching at the pool? Well, then then that's for you.
You're not talking about in the ocean. Is that
No, yeah. I should have paused. Do you like whale watching at the pool? Really bad jokes. We'll get the hell out of here.
It's now time for...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Kane and Corey's...
really bad jokes.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Scientists say the best way people can reduce their carbon footprint is to have fewer kids. Even better way is to just not step in carbon. Really bad jokes.
Bad jokes, for sure.
Costco's offering prescriptions for weight loss drugs. Costco.
Ozempic, Costco, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because not only do the customers buy in bulk, they shop in bulk. Big.
Ooh.
High-class escort Katya Cortez says dating is hard because men can't handle her being an independent businesswoman. Maybe if her independent business wasn't sitting on a different cock every night, maybe they'd be more likely to date you. You know what I like, by the way? I love this. Women are like, oh, I did a collab. I'm collaborate with. All you're doing is making a porn.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop trying to polish it up.
Yeah.
You're still a porn star. You're still just a dirty fucking porn person. A collab. A collab is when two people sing on a record, right?
Yeah, that's a collab, right?
I did a collab last night. You were slobbing on some guy's dick.
Have you ever seen interviews where like a female porn star is interviewing with her husband and they're talking about all the men that she's fucked? Like, how does that?
It's
not normal.
wait, hang on. Back her up. You're saying that's not normal?
Okay.
I eat ass.
No, eating ass is more normal than talking about your wife, you know, like in porn movies. Isn't it?
Anyhow, I don't think there's anything you wouldn't do. So you commenting on that, maybe not.
Listen,
most believable thing I've ever heard.
I know you bring it up, but I always say, I know there's more women in the mafia that like their ass eaten than they don't. And they might not admit it, but they do.
Fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
We'll have to do a poll. You know what? I'll put that on Instagram. Hey, mafia ladies, do you like your ass eaten? Yes or no? Can you imagine if we did that?
Oh, my God. That would be awesome.
As Corey would say, the spectics on that would not be good.
No.
The Joker sequel will feature nudity.
Oh.
We have comic book movies are getting dirtier, man. That's not it.
Oh. I thought it was a really bad joke.
Yeah, that's not a joke. They're getting dirtier. Marvel just announced the Fantastic 4 inches. That's the punchline.
That was good. All right. Okay. All right.
And finally, several March Madness teams have complained about the quality of their balls. That's just funny right there. They're complaining about the balls. At least you still got them, said Travis Kelce. Hey, well, let's get the hell out of here. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah. What are you doing for the weekend? Anything fun?
No.
All right.
I got nothing. Maybe I'll rent an RV and go someplace. Who knows?
Oh, that would be amazing. We should do that again. We should do a road trip. What do you think?
When did you hear we?
I know.
No,
you guys should rent it and let me get in.
We should hit the road again soon. Yeah,
I think so. Why not?
I enjoyed it. All right. See you later.
Later.
Kane and Corey.